Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer for free. Watch hit movies like The Matrix, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish, featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more, all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.
This portion of the Big Brother Jake podcast is refreshed by the Venice Beach Beverage Company. Go to VeniceBeachBeverage.com to order some of the most amazing beverages you'll ever have.
Jake Warner was at the control.
So sit back, relax, and check this joint out right here.
Jake!
Yo!
Okay, here we go.
So good to be back.
This podcast is for the people.
No, nobody knows who I am.
Jake!
Live from the Big Brother Bungalow in Southern California.
Ready to talk a bunch of nonsense with you.
I can't stand them.
It's the Big Brother Jake Podcast.
Yo, what's good? It's the Big Brother Jake Podcast. I'm your host, Big Brother Jake, a.k.a. Jake Warner.
My government name.
Welcome to the show. You can listen to the show on podcast1.com. Keyword search, the Big Brother Jake Podcast. You can also go to iTunes or Google Play or Spotify or TuneIn or Pandora Radio. And now, Amazon.com through Audible.com. Keyword search, The Big Brother Jake Podcast, and boom, you're in there. Yo, it's been a crazy week for me, crazy month, actually. For those that do follow me on social media, I have completely whored myself out. I could never be a politician because all of that campaigning to win those two nominations over at podcastawards.com, whoo, it really wore me out. You know, calling in favors to get celebrity endorsements, posting, figuring out ways to market it, I'm drained from it. And I want to thank each and every person that voted, that shared on their Instagram or social media how to vote, when to vote. I appreciate all the DMs and text messages. Hey, man, can you walk me through it? Hell yeah. I want every vote I can get. So, again, I'm honored to be nominated, and I'll find out more on Sunday, August 8th at 3 p.m. Pacific time. I'll let you guys know what I hear and what's going on, and let's bring home the hardware, baby. I cleared some space in the studio for at least two trophies, but if I take home one, I will be just as happy. And if I'm just nominated, it's an honor. So thank you to everybody that has my back and has listened and supported the podcast from day one. And I will not bring up anything about podcastawards.com until I hear more. So I just want to thank y'all for that. And I'm honored and I'm humbled and I'm blessed to know a lot of people mess with the Big Brother Jake podcast. So thank you, and thank you some more. So this segment, I want to discuss something that a lot of people in this country are going through, but for some reason in the state of Missouri, where I just was for a few days, a few weeks ago, it's a fear and a backlash that a lot of people are going through, and we'll discuss that for sure. I'm going to get into that, and you'll be surprised. Or you may not be surprised. I don't know. In the second segment, I came across a story that's so crazy. I could not believe what I read. And it's a situation where if you love somebody and you find out about their past and they find out about your past and both of you have a past that are both complicated, would you still be together? I'll explain. Man, I read that and I was like, yo, I'm talking about that. That'll be in segment two. But segment one, this segment, there is a lot of backlash, a lot of secrecy, a lot of shame with some people. And it has to do with getting vaccinated. Now, we've discussed on this show COVID and vaccinations at length. And I will continue to talk about it from here and, you know, talk about it here and there from time to time, because it is a huge, huge part of our lives right now. It affects just about every facet of our life. As far as where we want to go, where we could visit, where we could do this, that, and the other. You know, going to stores, going outdoors, going to concerts, all that stuff. It all, everything is dependent on what's going on with this crazy-ass disease. Now, there's big debates between vaxxers and anti-vaxxers. And there's valid points on both sides, okay? And again, I am not for or against anybody getting vaccinated or not getting vaccinated. It's your choice on what you want to do. I don't believe people should get hate for either side. You know, I know people that, oh man, you're not vaccinated. You're just a threat to the community and you're an asshole for not getting vaccinated. And I know some people that say, oh, man, if you get vaccinated, you're a sheep. You're stupid. I can't believe you'd allow yourself to do things like that. I've always been on the fence about it because it's your body. It's your decision. And if that's what you want to do, you should do it or don't do it. It is not anyone's choice but your own. And I don't feel or think anybody should be shamed whatsoever for whatever decision they make. I think it's ridiculous that it's so damn polarizing. And I don't like the fact that we are, you know, pushed against one another when it comes to this. It's a choice. Just like it's a choice if you want to homeschool your kids or not. If you, you know, vote left wing or right wing, all of that is a choice, okay? And it's none of our business what you decide to do because it's your choice. Now, one of the hotbeds of COVID, other than Florida, which Florida's just a hotbed for everything, man. But in the state of Missouri, there are people that are getting vaccinated in secret to avoid backlash from their family, their friends, and their loved ones, according to some doctors and hospital staff. There was a story. I know some people are going to say, oh, but I saw a story on CNN last week in regards to this. Someone by the name of Aya Ellen Rossi, I hope I said that name correctly, she came out with a story where people are doing this in secret. Like back in the day when people would get abortions and, you know, in the back alleys and stuff like that, it's gotten to that point where some people are scared to tell other people that they're vaccinated for fear of backlash. And the story goes like this. The COVID-19 vaccine has become so polarizing that some people in the state of Missouri are getting inoculated in secret for fear of backlash from their friends and family who oppose vaccination. This doctor said this under disguise, so to speak. They don't want to be quoted or identified, I should say. They want to be quoted, not identified. Sorry. They've had some experience that sort of changed their mind from the viewpoint of those in their family, those in their friendship circles, or their work circles. And they came to their own decision that they wanted to get a vaccine, according to Dr. Priscilla Fraze. She's a hospitalist and chief medical information officer at Ozarks Healthcare in West Plains, Missouri. According to Dr. Fraze, patients, they did their own research on it, and they talked to people and made the decisions themselves. Fraze told this to CNN's Anderson Cooper. But even though they were able to make decisions themselves, they didn't want to have to deal with the peer pressure or the outbursts from other people about them giving in to everything. In a hospital-produced video, Frey said one pharmacist at her hospital told her they've had several people come in to get vaccinated who have tried to sort of disguise their appearance and even went so far as to say, please, please, please don't let anybody know that I got this vaccine. Wow. Frey told CNN, if a patient asks for privacy to get vaccinated, the hospital tries to accommodate the request, whether at the drive-thru window or at their cars. Anything we can do to get people in a place that they're comfortable receiving the vaccine, Frey said. It's not a large number, but every single person that we can reach who wants to get vaccinated and we can provide that for them, that's a win. And we take every win that we can get. The doctor goes on to say the doctor's assertion reflects the dramatic polarization of the COVID-19 vaccines and the extent to which vaccine skepticism has hardened into vaccine refusal. Studies of the three authorized vaccines have shown that they are not 100% effective, but nevertheless provide strong protection against infection and severe illness. The vast majority of people hospitalized and dying of COVID-19 are unvaccinated, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as said. Now, that in itself, the CDC is a very polarizing organization. So, yes. A Kaiser Family Foundation poll released earlier this month found that most people who'd made firm decisions one way or the other about their vaccination plans back in January hadn't budged since. Of those who were unvaccinated at the start of the year, only about 8% had changed their minds, according to the poll that they conducted. Missouri has 41% of its population fully vaccinated against COVID-19, which ranks 13th lowest among all U.S. states, according to the CDC. The state has had some of the highest rates of new cases per capita in recent weeks as the coronavirus has preyed upon the unvaccinated. Frey said her hospital had 33 patients admitted with COVID as of Wednesday, and she's expecting that number to rise. The majority of people we've admitted have not been vaccinated. That, again, polarizing. And I'm just reading an article before anybody comes after me, all right? So, basically, without going further, because I know some people are going to be like, dude, come on, man. That's just CNN. That's CDC talk. I get all that. I get it. Both sides have valid points. I get it. But here's the thing. If you love somebody, if you care about somebody, if you're affiliated in any way with anyone that you love, regardless of their stance on it, regardless if they're vaccinated or unvaccinated, I don't understand for the life of me why you would want to be so harsh on somebody. Now, I get that you're in your mind, you're looking out for them. Oh, you shouldn't get vaccinated, bro, because, you know, the research shows blah, blah, blah. Or I can't believe you're not vaccinated. And look at the proof here with this doctor and that doctor and all that. It's a very polarizing stance in this country right now. It used to be left wing versus right wing, rich or poor. If you look through the history of this country, and I'm about to get a little controversial here, and I don't really give a shit. The history of this country is based off of division. Think about it. We broke away from the British with the colonies. It started then. Are you red coat, blue coat, original Bloods and Crips, you know? And when that wasn't beneficial to anybody. Then you get the divide of race and the divide of rich versus poor. And everything that's happened major in this country, Republican or Democrat, it was really hard for me to say that because I usually say Republican or Democrat because that's really the truth. It's a gang, but it's all feathers on the same bird if you ask me. It's politics. But that's the thing. Division has been beneficial to so many people that it's just amazing how you could sit and be around friends or be around family and see how different everybody is. Yet instead of embracing everybody's opinions of how different they are, everybody goes into attack mode and wants to say, well, you're wrong. I can't believe you're not vaccinated. You're such an idiot. Or you're so stupid for taking stuff. And, you know, microchips going to be put in you. I mean, whatever the argument is. And I'm not, again, I am not against or for anybody that chooses to do whatever the hell they do. A lot of people you don't know do a lot of things behind closed doors you have no idea about. Okay? And I'm a firm believer, A, I don't judge because I've done shit that I'm not proud of. And I've done a lot of shit I'm proud of. Way more proud of than I haven't. All right? No regrets either way because it's made me the person I am. I don't feel it's in my power or in my being, in my DNA, to tell people what they need to do. I'll offer advice, but I'm not going to tell you what to do. Because if you're over 18, excuse me, puberty, if you're over 18, you are grown. You can make your own decisions. I could suggest what you might need to do or want to do. I can't tell you what to do. You're grown. You make your own damn choices. Furthermore, if you believe what you believe, be true to it. That's fine. But once you start trying to tell others how to live, tell others they're stupid for their decision, tell others that they're wrong, that's when you lose me. I get it. People, both sides, put the facts out there all the time or record videos or share posts. That's fine. And you have that right. And I love the fact that in this country, we have that much freedom where we could say what we want to say. However, as you look at that rapper, DaBaby, just because you have the freedom to say what you want doesn't mean you won't feel the repercussions. And I don't even want to get into that, fool. You know, I mean, there's hypocrisy on both sides. And, you know, I don't want to get into it. But I did discuss that with my man Nick Hamilton on his show, as I am the producer and engineer of The Morning After with Nick Hamilton, SiriusXM Slam 145 Radio, every Tuesday at 9 o'clock. Anyways, I digress. The point I'm making is this. We shouldn't have to be nervous or scared or fear backlash because we decide to do something that in our mind is the right choice. Now, if you want to do it or not do it, why worry about scrutiny? My decision, I don't give a damn what people think, but also I keep a lot of what I do when it comes to medical stuff private. Nobody knew I was in the hospital but like three people. That's it. People are like, hey, man, you ain't done a podcast. You haven't been on social media that much. Because what I choose to do is my decision. Now, I don't like the fact that people are getting pitted against one another. Like, oh, you know, if you want to go maskless, you should get the shot. Which turns out everybody needs to wear a mask again because the Delta variant is just getting out of control. Some would say that's a lie. And I get it. And some would say masks don't work. Some say they would. I am no medical expert, so I don't know. Okay, I've done my research on both sides, and both sides have valid points. But it's when you force your opinion or force your beliefs or force your judgments and the things you are all for or against, and when you push that on other people, that's when you lose me. That's what everybody talks about, how great America is, that we have these freedoms to choose, freedoms, our rights, and all these other things. Don't be that person that's like, well, my freedom's being infringed on, and then you're going to go and just totally blast and disrespect one of your friends or family, your loved ones, that make a choice that they feel is beneficial to them. If somebody comes up to me that I love and says, Jake, it's in my heart of hearts, I really, really, really want a forehead tattoo. Would I do it? Absolutely not. But am I going to say, you're a fucking idiot because you do that? Absolutely not. I'll say, have you thought it through? Does it make you happy? Is this what you really want? Then do it. Don't worry about what everybody else thinks or does. It's your decision. And I say that to anybody that's grown. My kids, I have a different say because they're my kids. But if you're grown, make your choices. And who cares what other people think or say? Because these same people that are telling you you're stupid for not doing it or doing it, they've also made some stupid decisions in their life too that they don't want scrutiny for. It's a shame that we're pitted against one another, vaccinated versus unvaccinated, liberal versus conservative. The thing is, I got friends from all walks of life, family members from all walks of life, where I have heard their opinions and heard their beliefs and whatnot, and I don't judge. And they're like, well, what do you think? And I would tell them, it doesn't matter what I think, because they're trying to set me up to debate with them. And I'm not in the mood to debate with anybody. Plain and simple. I'm not debating anything. I'm a firm believer in, if you want to live your life, you live the life you want to live. I don't give a shit if you're vaccinated. I don't care if you're unvaccinated. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. I don't care if you're rich. I don't care if you're poor. I don't care if you're married. I don't care if you're divorced. I don't care if you're gay or straight or trans, black, white. I don't give a shit. I really don't care. All I care about in this life that I live is, am I happy or am I not happy? Are you infringing upon enhancing my happiness or are you not? I always say this to everyone I know. If you're not adding to my life, you're subtracting from it. And that includes everything I just mentioned. I am sick and tired. I am sick and tired of everybody trying to force their beliefs and their opinions and all this rhetoric that they have onto other people. It's one thing, like, if you don't like being preached at, you see a pastor on a street corner, you're going to hell if you sin, you should be in church, you should love God. I know atheists that have shown me more love than people that go to church every Saturday or Sunday. And I don't judge the atheist for not going to church. And I'm a man of God. I believe in God. I'm spiritual. I'm not religious. I'm very spiritual. I pray all the time. But I don't hate someone because they don't believe in God. And I don't hate somebody because they're religious. Again, it's always, especially in the United States, how we're pitted against one another, trying to force our beliefs and our thoughts and opinions onto others because that's what we believe. Some of my very close friends are conservative. I am fiscally conservative, but I'm more on the liberal side. But I can still hang out with these same people, have lunch and dinner, share my inner deepest thoughts with, and guess what? Surprise, we're still friends. Wow, what a concept. This is what's fucking wrong with this country, and it pisses me off, man. I'm so pissed, and maybe I'm forcing my opinion on y'all, and call it what you want, but it upsets me to no end how people will just call you stupid because you don't believe in what they believe. Oh, it's science. Oh, it's research. Oh, it's okay, fine. But if I don't want that, don't be mad at me because I don't want that. Don't hate your friends if they're your real friends. Don't hate them for their beliefs. Now, if you're like a molester or a rapist, then yeah, I think you should go to hell straight up. Like, that's the one thing I will judge you on. And we all should be forgiven by God, but man, don't mess with kids and don't rape people. Like, I don't even want to get into that. But that's the problem we've always faced in this country, is dealing with assholes that want to force opinions on you. I respect your beliefs, I respect your opinion, and I will always do such. But I'll be damned if you're going to sit here and criticize the hell out of me because of what I believe. Look in your own backyard and look where your bodies are buried before you come after me and my decisions. That's what the biggest problem is. Like I said on last week when I talked about Simone Biles, nobody knows what that girl's gone through, that woman, I should say. My apologies. And now she's competing. And, of course, all these people that had so much shit to talk about Simone Biles has shut their mouth and not said a damn thing. Oh, she quit on the country. Oh, she did this and that. No, she wasn't ready to compete mentally. When I'm not ready to do a podcast, I'm not going to record it. That's the problem with people. Always want to force somebody's beliefs on somebody. Let people live their damn lives. Because those people that are the first ones to talk about, oh man, you should do this, you should get vaccinated, you should not get vaccinated. Or, you know, you're going to go to hell if you don't go to church or this or that. All those people that want to force something on you, when you do the same to them, they get double mad. And I've known that. That's not research, no research needed for that. Because I've dealt with individuals like that. They can tell you up and down, left or right, side to side, how dumb you are for the decisions you've made, but call them out on something and they get pissed the hell off. So I'm going to end this segment by saying this. If you believe you don't need to get vaccinated, or if you believe you need to get vaccinated, it's your choice. It's your choice. If you're comfortable in your decision and you've come to a conclusion why you want to do it or why you don't want to do it, that's your choice. But it's a shame that people have to go and be discreet and get a vaccination in fear of backlash and try to keep it confident. Now, there's a flamboyant side to it. Flashing your vaccination card. I've talked about that on this podcast too. I've never shown anybody, you know. I took like one hospital selfie. And then I'm like, why? Why did I do that? For sympathy? Probably, because I was in a weird time in my life when I did that. But 99% of the people really don't give a shit. I've learned that on social media alone. People don't care. They're entertained by it. They may like it, they may not, and they'll swipe up. Because it's just eye candy. That's the problem. So let people live their lives. Don't give people a hard time either way. Because if I decide one way or the other, first of all, I'm not going to broadcast it. Unless it's going to save a life or, you know, people ask. But it's really no one's business but mine. Just let people live their lives, whatever they decide to do, and worry about your own shit. And stop worrying about others. You may be, in your mind, doing a good service. And you're helping people out. And you probably are. But when you get personal and start saying people are stupid for doing it or stupid for not doing it, that's where you lose me and your argument is not valid. Believe what you want and let everybody else live their own life.
You're listening to the Big Brother Jake Podcast.
Okay, so imagine out of 7 billion people on this planet, you come across the one that's your person, your twin flame, your boo, your bae, your honey, your man, your woman, your soulmate, all that stuff, right? 7 billion people. You are in love. You're happy. You can't see life without them. And then you do a little digging, and it's not the person you really thought it was. Dateline, New York City. New York City! Yes, I came across an article on a website called moneyversed.com. And there's somebody by the name of Ryan Unger that wrote this article. And I'm going to read it to you. So sit back, relax, and check this joint out here. Yes, you've heard that before. This is some crazy stuff, but I was just looking for a specific story, came across this one, and found this to be way more interesting than what I was going to talk about or discuss. So, like anyone sending a saliva sample to 23andMe, Leanne Kupferberg Carter, yes, Kupferberg Carter, was eager to learn more about her heritage, but also fairly certain that she knew what to expect. Maybe her results would indicate a surprising bit of national heritage. But when Leanne and her husband finally got their results back, the two looked at each other with horror. So Leanne and Mark were married for 38 years, and their love grew stronger with every day that passed. As remarkable as their bond was, it was the story of how they met that truly had people floored. The two were both in their 20s on a Club Med vacation in the Bahamas when the pangs of Cupid's arrow struck. Aww. They quickly hit it off and then soon realized they actually lived one block away from each other in Manhattan, in New York City. Once they returned back to the States, the two were inseparable. It only took Mark 2 weeks of dating to know Leanne was the one, and he asked to marry her underneath a vibrant sky of fireworks. Oh, so it's your typical love story. They meet on vacation and realize they are one block away from each other. All right. Sounds good so far, right? Or does it? Their relationship seemed like something straight out of a romance movie. They were two souls meant to meet on that vacation. And once they wed and settled down together, they started a family. They had two boys together, Jonathan and Mickey. Once their son Mickey was diagnosed with autism, however, the whole family came together to ensure he lived the most fulfilling life possible. This led Leanne down a path she never expected to go on. The path was a deep dive into the effects of genetics. After years of research, she became an award-winning author for her touching memoir called Ketchup is My Favorite Vegetable, A Family Grows Up with Autism. Of course, she owed that inspiration to her son. As a young parent, she thought it was odd that her son Mickey wasn't speaking for the first few years of his life. After taking him for a comprehensive evaluation from a doctor, Leanne learned a hard truth. Mickey suffered from autism. Of course, like any loving parent, Leanne refused to let her son's disability define him. Raising a child with autism certainly had its hurdles, but it also led Leanne into the world of autism awareness. She began attending lectures and soon carved out quite the name for herself, even speaking on panels about her experiences. But none of her efforts were possible without the immense help from her husband, Mark. So this couple meets on vacation, knows that they're each other's person, marry right away, settle down, have a family, and realize one of their sons has autism. And so Leanne decided to take it upon herself to do the research and dive deeper. But it gets deeper than this, so check it out. For years, Leanne was always curious about her own genetic makeup, especially since she had a son with autism. So she and Mark took the mysterious plunge into the world of genomic companies. They opted for 23andMe, a reputable brand that helped thousands of people discover more about their ancestry. The couple swabbed their mouths and sent in the samples, eager to see what results they'd receive. Naturally, Leanne and Mark couldn't wait to get the tests back. As close as they were, they hoped to find out even more similarities, if possible. However, when the results finally came in, the couple was stunned. They stared at the documents in disbelief. According to 23andMe, Leanne and Mark were third cousins. Now imagine you settle down and have this life with somebody. They're your person, they're your boo, they're your baby, they're your twin flame. They're everything you ever wanted. And a mate. You're in love, you have a family, you start a life together, and you find out you're related. What would you do? What would you do? I don't want to know what that's like. And that is the scariest thing ever. Third cousin. You married your third cousin and had no idea. So, their 30-year-old son was completely unsure of how to react to the startling news. I don't know how I feel about this. Do I need to get genetic counseling? Jonathan asked. However, Leanna and her husband took it all in stride. Whereas some couples might not handle the news well, this couple found the humor. Leanne would say, "You're my cousin, husband." To which Mark would always jokingly reply, "Better than being a sister wife." I get trying to find the humor in something, but that's just, nah, no. Listen, what would you do in that situation? And I'd like to hear from you on the next podcast. Now, I've heard scenarios where, oh, by the way, I know we've been dating for so long, I have another person that I didn't tell you about. All right, I get that. I've even known people that have married transgenders. Well, not married, but dated. And then they found out that they were a man before they were a woman. He didn't stay because he felt betrayed. And the funny thing was, not funny, but the craziest thing is, not crazy, is that despite the transgender, he wasn't mad about that. He was mad he was lied to. So imagine you just 7 billion people on this earth. You find the one that you want badly and you're in love with. And you go digging. They say don't go, you know, you get into rabbit holes. Don't go digging down rabbit holes. You may not want to find out things that may shock you or scare you. This would be very difficult because you already have kids together. You've built your life together. What would you do? Would you stay with your third cousin? And they always say, what is it? Second cousin twice removed? Then it's okay. Like, legit, if I'm at a family reunion, I ain't trying to holler at nobody because you never know. Oh, this is my friend. I don't know that. Nah, man. And I wouldn't know. Like, I honestly can't answer that. Usually, I have an answer for everything, every question that's thrown my way. But would I be down if I found out my wife, the woman I love, the woman I've made love to and had children with and built a life with together, is my third cousin? I know some parts of this world, they're okay with that. I don't know. Like, if it's so complicated because you got so much intertwined. You got kids, then you enter a child with special needs, so you have to take care of that child, and you do it together, but you love the person you're with? I don't know. That's, man, it's, I'm usually not speechless on certain things, or a lot of things, actually. I always have something to say. This one actually has me baffled. Like if somebody tells you, you know, would you do this for $5 million? Yes, no, maybe so. But you go on vacation to meet somebody else that you live a block from and have no idea. So you go all the way to like Jamaica, wherever Club Med used to go. I don't even know Club Med's still around. But as a kid, they used to advertise it all the time on TV. So you go all the way to some beautiful island getaway. And then you stop. And take in the sights, and you're there, you're single, and you meet the man or the woman of your life, and then you find out, holy crap, we live a block away from each other. I legit live down the street from you. And you're in love, you're attracted to them, and they're just your person, and everything is great. And then, you know, you have kids, and then you find out, you know, one of your kids has special needs, and you want to dig in deep and find out what may be the cause of that. But the information you're looking for is not, you know, what you end up finding out is not the information you're trying to look for. It just happens. And you find out you're married to your third cousin. What do y'all think about that? Get at me on the DMs or get at me, you know, at Big Brother Jake. On Twitter, at Big Brother Jake. On Instagram, at Big Brother Jake. Or at the Big Brother Jake podcast. Send me a DM. Let me know what you think. If you don't want to do DMs, you can do thebigbrotherjakepodcast@gmail.com. For email. I'd really like to know what you would do in this situation. Get at me and let me know.
Hello, everybody. You listening to my daddy, Big Brother Jake. This is the Big Brother Jake Podcast. Bye, everybody.
Crazy story, right? Your third cousin? And then it's like, damn. Well, we're already put in this time. We love one another. We're going to stay together. I don't even know what I would do, where I'd begin. When you had kids together. Oh, there's 7 billion people on this planet. And you get with your third cousin unknowingly. I mean, we're all related somehow, some way. I believe that. I mean, if you go to biblical times, you got Adam and Eve, right? And it started all with them. So somehow, some way, we're all connected. Crazy story. But there's a story I want to share with the world right now. And I'm going to embarrass somebody, and I don't really care if I embarrass them because it's out of love, and I have nothing but love and respect for anybody that works their ass off. I have nothing but love and respect for anybody that does the things they need to do to survive. And one person in particular I gotta give love to is a good friend of mine. When I left radio full-time and went part-time to try and do things for my family, spend more time at home, I got a job at my alma mater, the University of Laverne. I worked in the housing department as the assignments coordinator, and it's what the title entails. I would assign dorm rooms to students, and it was a hard job. It really pushed my sanity, pushed my mental state to the point where I had 2 breakdowns and couldn't work there no more. It was a hard job, and it's not for the weak. It's not for the weak. But it was a very fulfilling opportunity for many reasons, and one of the reasons is I got to be around young adults that were trying to find their way and trying to find their lives and trying to figure out what they want to do when they're quote unquote older or grown up. And so part of my job as assignments coordinator, we ran the housing office. And in the housing office, we had student workers. And there were a few students that stood out. And they got my heart forever. Because they were just good people, good young adults. I call them kids because I'm so much older than them. But there's a student in particular that I bonded with. There's a couple, but there's one. There's one that I'm going to show love to right now. There's a young man from Lindsay, California, outside of Fresno, California. And his name is Brian Matahano. Now, Brian comes from very humble beginnings. Grew up in Central California to hardworking parents that did everything they could to make the American dream happen for him. Brian was one of my student workers. And Brian, there's others, but I'm showing love to Brian. So whoever listens that, I was your supervisor, I'm not discounting you. But Brian would always go above and beyond every day to do his work and be the best at what he does. Brian said from day one, I want to be a teacher. Which I'm like, Brian, you sure you want to do that? Like the way things are nowadays and the way society is. Do you want to still do that? He's like, absolutely. You know, you love radio, right? Even though you're here? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, well, that's what will make me happy. That's my dream job, and I want to fulfill that. And I was like, dude, I think that's great. Whatever I could do to help, you know, whether it's sign a letter for you of recommendation or reference or anything you need, I got you. Because you've helped me out here in the housing department more times than I could remember. And would do the dirty work that I was too busy to do because I had to run a whole department with 25 students and carry out all my duties. Now, we had an instance where we would do like these open houses and stuff, and I would always make sure Brian works with me because we got along so well. We were like the Latino and black version of each other. We got along really well. And we joked around a lot. We had the same sense of humor. We love eating tacos together. You know, I would spend a lot of time with this cat. I should not have fraternized as much as I did, but he was like a little brother. But this fool took it upon himself at an open house as a joke to let a mother and daughter know, a potential student, that I was his dad. And he thought he was funny. And then I took him out to Chick-fil-A one day, and he called me dad again. Punk. And so I decided, you know what? It's cool, man. I've always wanted a son. I tried 3 times. I can only make girls. I'm a girl dad. Dude, call me dad. So from then on out, all he did was call me dad. And I thought it was dope. I really liked that he called me dad. It was cool. And we had a lot of fun, you know. He would share with me things he was going through, and I would share things with him too. And he's very mature for his age. And Brian today sent me something that really, really got to me. And I'm so proud of this young man. His hard work finally paid off. And he sent me a picture. I won't say what he wrote because it's personal. But he sent me a picture in his very first classroom, checking up the deuces. And the smile on Mr. Matahano's face, because that's what the students are called, is ear to ear. I've seen this kid study and work his ass off in the housing department and take care of his family. He was the type of kid that if you were hungry and he had food, everybody ate. He knew I was sick, and he made sure I would get food. He would bring me back something from the store on campus and say, hey, it's cool. It's cool, Dad. I got you. I couldn't be more proud of somebody. And if I had to have a son, Brian Montajano would be my son. That kid, he's a grown man, but that kid beat the odds. There were times he was just like, I don't want to do this no more, and he pushed through. And he was an inspiration to others, other students on campus, his classmates and his peers. And he never gave up. And now, my son is a middle school teacher in Lindsay, California, where he grew up. The entire city of Lindsay, California, Fresno, California, show some love to my man, Brian Montajano. Everybody that's listening, show some love to my man, Brian Montajano. You are a success story, a young Mexican kid from Central California, humble beginnings, and now you're a teacher. Wow. I couldn't be more proud, man. And when, you know, I read the text that you sent me, I got emotional, dude. I ain't gonna lie, and I cried because I know your struggles. I know how hard it was sometimes where you'd work like three jobs and then you'd have to get up and go to class. And I'd be on your ass like a parent. Like, I would call you, but hey, get up and go to work. Get up and go to class. Don't skip class. And when you would, I'd be pissed off. Oh, wait, you did. You went to every class. But you did it, man. And I would spend a whole podcast on how proud I am of you, but you would be mad at me and you'd be quite embarrassed. So, Brian, Mr. Montajano, eighth grade teacher. Congratulations, man. Congratulations. Nobody deserves it more than you do. Other than your mom and dad and your brother and your girlfriend. Maybe some family members. Nobody else is more proud of you than I am. And I've seen you from the beginning when you were a freshman trying to get housing on campus. And now, a middle school teacher. Congratulations, son. You did it. You did it, and you graduated from the greatest university in all of the world. Shout out to the University of Laverne in Laverne, California. I actually live about 3 miles from the campus, maybe two. Great campus, great faculty, great president, great staff that works in the housing department, all departments. But housing gets a shout out. Lisa, Eugene, Juan, Retta, that's no longer there. Shout out to all y'all in the housing department. And shout out to y'all for helping Brian see a dream and allowing me to hire this good kid. Great kid, great adult, I should say. So, Brian, props to you, son. You did it. You made the world proud. Strong Latino man on the rise. Give Jaime Escalante a run for his money, all right? The bar is set very high for you, but I have no doubt you'll be a great teacher. You should be in radio because you're funny as hell. But I digress. So, yeah, I had to show some love to my man, Brian Montajano. Class of 2019, University of Laverne. English major. I believe he's an English major. I'm not. I speak the language and can't master it. So shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to you, brother. I'm so proud of you, man. And now that he's embarrassed, he's probably going to text me as soon as he hears this. He says, Dad, why'd you do all that? It's because I love you, Brian. You're an example for a lot of people that are afraid to live their dream or don't know how to do it or not inspired. And you persevered, man. And you had the odds stacked against you, and you could have said, I'm done. And you never quit. So shout out to you. All right. I'm going to land this plane. Very busy week for the Big Brother Jake podcast. I got a couple interviews I'm going to be doing. Some of them musical, some of them radio related. Yes, radio, because that's where I come from. A radio background. I'm really looking forward to what's going to happen in the next few weeks with the Big Brother Jake podcast. And I'm on pins and needles for August 8th if I am down to like the top or the last five or six nominees at a podcastawards.com. Last time I mentioned it on the podcast for now. So with that, and interviews coming up, a lot of content coming up, probably doing two shows a week again. And we're already getting ready for episode 200. I've already started laying that those blueprints down. I'll announce a date in the next few months and a venue and all the other festivities that are going to go down. It's going to be a big-ass party. And if I win my awards, they will be there on display. Whew, I hope I win, dude. All right, enough of me. You had enough for one day. The plane has landed. So, until next time, I say to you and yours,
deuces. You're listening to the Big Brother Jake podcast.